And now we're going to go back to our segment on the Dan Scammer Power Plant. Earlier this week, a flotilla of kayaks took to the water right outside the Dan Scammer frack gas plant on the Hudson River to demand that Governor Cuomo reject a permit for this dirty power plant. The proposal would turn a peaker plant located in the city of Newburgh into a year-round frack gas power plant. We are joined now by Andrew Bazzullo, an organizer with Food and Water Watch, which helps organize the Stop Dan Scammer Coalition. Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, Mark. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. So could you start off by explaining, you know, what this project is about, and particularly, what does it mean to turn a peaker plant into a year-round power plant?
Yeah, it's a great question, and really interesting in the context of our energy policy here in New York, right? We have 10, 15 years maybe to transition nearly fully off of fossil fuels in the electrical generation sector, and yet there are still, you know, hedge funds and still permits being put out. CPV and Cricket Valley, both in the lower Hudson Valley, are examples of that. But Dan Scammer is yet another one. So repowering is an interesting word, right? So we're actually seeing this old peaker plant, which certainly is a dirty plant, about 10 feet from the edge of the river. It flooded in Superstorm Sandy, but it only runs 3 to 5% of the year, just during high energy need times of year, during peak times. And a company called Dan Scammer LLC, funded by a number of different Wall Street hedge funds, has decided to repower. What that means is to build a brand new facility right next to the old one, a brand new facility, about 575 megawatts, all run on fracked gas, that will be sold into the base generation market. So it's going to run 100% of the time, and the energy will be sold as base generation into New York State.
Hi, Andrew. I'm Andrea Cunliffe. I'm here with Mark, and I would like to ask you, what are some of the environmental and climate concerns about this particular project?
Yeah, right. There are so many. Well, so let's take it one by one.
Sure.
First, it's 10 feet from the edge of the Hudson River. About 50 million gallons of aqueous ammonia and thousands of gallons of diesel fuel will be stored on site in a flood-prone area. So there's certainly a sort of a local community resiliency as well as ecological impact. The power plant runs on fracked gas, and New York, as probably many of your listeners know, has a fracked gas problem. Even though Governor Cuomo, instituted a moratorium on the production of fracked gas in New York State, the industry tells us, these are literally the industry's words, that 90% of the gas burned in New York State is hydraulically fractured, so fracked gas. Now, that is an especially dirty gas from the context of production, right? So where the wells are actually drilled, the communities in Pennsylvania, Nebraska, Ohio, all have, air quality and water quality issues. But the unique thing about gas is that it's essentially methane, right? So, and methane happens to be 87 to 100 times more heat trapping than carbon dioxide, right? So everybody considers carbon dioxide, CO2, to be sort of the root of our climate problem. Methane gas is 87 to 100 times more heat trapping, and that, you know, brings more smog, more VOCs, but also accelerates the climate crisis. So there's absolutely no place for it in New York State, and it really is incumbent on Governor Cuomo to deny permits for this plant and to transition us to, you know, the technology that we already have and we're already seeing instituted in New York State and we're already seeing financial durable returns from, which is renewable energy with battery and energy efficiency.
Is there not any alternative to this particular plan? I understand the plant's important to do something with, but has there been any other offerings or suggestions on what we could do to get clean air or clean energy out of this plant? Like, what about hydro? What is it, hydropower? I mean, the Hudson, right?
Right. I mean, it's so interesting. There are a number of different alternative fuels or alternative sources or alternative renewable generation that we could do on the site. I'm really a huge supporter of energy development when it's thoughtful and when it adds to a renewable and reliable grid. Now, New York State doesn't actually have an energy generation problem. What it really has is a lot of issues with old infrastructure, right? So old transmission lines, old, energy infrastructure that makes it so that the efficient and available renewable resources upstate, right? So the renewable hydropower, the renewable wind, the renewable geothermal, all needs to be moved downstate into high population centers. Now, there is a really, really obvious solution to this problem, and that is the implementation of battery storage facilities. And we've seen this happen in a couple of other parts of the Hudson Valley. The one that I always like to center is the Glide Path proposal, which was in the town of Ulster. There was a proposal by an energy development company to put in a fracked gas power plant. The community said, no way, we're not interested in that, but you can do some form of development. So they rescinded their proposal and they put a battery storage facility proposal in, which they're now building. And it also created a really favorable business environment for three new solar farms in that town. So the town of Ulster now is essentially a green energy center. The exact same thing could be done for the city of Newburgh and the town of Newburgh. We'd create the same amount of jobs and probably a lot more maintenance jobs, a lot more durable jobs in the green energy sector.
And
we'd
clean.
Add reliability to the grid.
And it's clean.
So Andrew, the reason we brought you on tonight is why a kayak flotilla and how did it go?
Yeah, right. It's obvious. We have a river. We have a river that, it's our responsibility to protect. The river runs through all of our river towns, all of our ecological, all of the ecology in the Hudson Valley. It goes all the way down. It has such incredible history, such incredible ecological regions. And so we wanted to take advantage of that. We wanted to get a media hit out of it. We wanted to get out on the river and do something that was fun, something celebratory. And also get close to the Dan Scammer, right? So the facility is heavily guarded and securitized from the outside. It has no relationship to the city of Newburgh or the town of Newburgh, except that it's really close to the river and that it pollutes those two communities. So we decided to go across the river, get into tandems and, raise a large banner asking Governor Cuomo, demanding that Governor Cuomo deny permits for the Dan Scammer fracked gas power plant. And we plan on doing it again. I mean, I think it was so fun. It's great activist development. People really enjoyed it. And you get such a different perspective on really why we need to be protecting not only the Hudson Valley, but why, we are on the front lines, right? We're on the front lines of the transition to the green energy economy. So,
and how does Governor Cuomo feel about this? Or has he voiced an opinion on this particular project?
Governor Cuomo has yet to weigh in. A couple of key data points, right? So the gas industry has decided that there is some misclarity in the marketplace of ideas, especially surrounding the decommissioning of Indian Point, which is the nuclear power plant down in Buchanan, which, I applaud. I think that absolutely should happen. And New York State is actually trending towards needing less energy, needing less base generating energy because of behind the meter improvements like solar on people's houses because of insulation and weatherization and a transition to renewables. But the gas industry has decided to, hang Dan Scammer's repowering and the repowering of other fracked gas facilities in the downstate area on the decommissioning of Indian Point. So Governor Cuomo and the Public Service Commission have put out reports since 2014 that determine conclusively that there's no relationship and there's no need to repower places like Dan Scammer or Rosatin or Haverstraw. These are, other power plants in this kind of area. But we haven't heard anything definitive from Governor Cuomo's office. Now, the power plant goes through a state-level permitting process called Article 10. It's about an 18-month process. But, what I want to impress upon your listeners is that this is a legal process, but ultimately it is a process that activates political will. And the governor appoints 5 of 7 of the, deciders on the Article 10 siting board. So Governor Cuomo absolutely has the ability to deny permits now and to stand, you know, firmly in support of the bill that he championed and passed, the CLCPA. You know, this new power plant would be completely at odds with a bill that he just passed in the last legislative session.
Andrew, we have about 90 seconds. So what can people do at this point to have an impact? And, you know, where do they go for more information?
Great. So I think the easiest thing to do is to get onto Facebook and Google Stop the Dan Scammer. We're constantly putting updates about the campaign, about new elected officials that we're targeting, about events, things like the Kayak Flotilla. The other thing to do is to sign a petition to Governor Cuomo and the Public Service Commission. The easiest way to do that is to Google Stop the Dan Scammer. It's the first Google search. I could give you the website, but it's easier to do it that way. And then thirdly, you know, we're going into a legislative meeting tomorrow with the Orange County Legislature. Now, that is a legislature that's very committed to dirty industrial development and energy development. They supported the Competitive Power Ventures power plant in Wauwatosa. So a great thing to do this evening would be to call the legislators in the Orange County Legislature. It's really easy to find their names online and tell them to say no to Dan Scammer. It's absolutely unnecessary. It's dirty, it's dangerous, and it's a financially foolhardy investment for Orange County and the city of Newburgh.
Well, Andrew, we want to thank you for joining us on behalf of Food and Water Watch, and good luck in the effort.
Absolutely. Thanks.